Then, let's see what Paul, he went on and said something else. He prayed, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. All right. The grace of God is God's power at work in us. Patient, long-suffering, it goes together, T. It works together. They are all of the Spirit of God. Then, Paul, he concluded with these words, giving thanks. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us to be meet, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. My Lord. Let me read that again. Giving thanks. What were you saying a while ago? Giving thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I found out you start saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You said long enough something to happen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What's that word, Jerry, you say all the time? Jerry. You say it long enough, something start happening, don't it? It's like something waking up on the inside of you. You're getting stirred up. You're getting stirred up. You're getting built up. You're being encouraged of knowing who our God is. Who he is. And then you're getting built up. You're being strong. You know, I heard a message, quit comparing God and putting muscles to it. He's not like that. But he's strong. Strong tower. Thank you, Jesus. But getting back to saying thank you, Jesus. You'd have kept that song started, something has started happening. Yeah. See, sometimes ain't nothing wrong with repetition. Just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. After a while, something's going to take a look. And you begin to say words that you didn't even think you could say. But because you done stayed with the word of God, because you've been in fellowship with him, you begin to say words that you done read about. And you know who our God is, our Savior is. How God gave his only son who went to the cross and shed his blood for us. You begin to say, I'm healed. I'm made whole. But you say, I'm rich. I'm prospering. My household is saved. Wealth and riches is in my household. You begin to say things. I am the righteousness of God. Building yourself up. Being partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. This is done through his blood. This everlasting life. Our everlasting life. This love that we have is for people to see it. You know, the scripture says, let your light shine, so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Let the light shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. And let it shine. This everlasting life that God has given unto us, that we can go forth to say, trouble won't separate us from the love of God. Persecution won't separate us from the love of God. Hunger, nothing. Because we're being knitted together in love. And we serve our almighty, all-powerful God. The one who loved us so much, so much, so much that he gave his son for us. And that's all that he gave me. to say. You know, and that's a lot. That's enough to chew on for tonight. This everlasting life that we got, that we won't be separated from the love of God, but we'll be knitted together, Sharon. We'll be knitted together in love, because we're up under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty who's protecting us, shielding us, hiding us. But we got to trust him. We got to trust him and believe and say what his words say. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless you, Pastor. Bless you. Oh, bless you. Let me tell y'all something a little funny. I like to, you know, everybody like to laugh. I went to Branson, and they have all these ushers, these man ushers up there. And they open the car doors and for you, and they go to reach out to, you know, I ain't never, you can't. You don't mind doing this, don't mean you use a pastor. Oh, the usher just come out walking. He opened the door for me. Then, you know, do your hand like this. And I looked at him. He stuck it out there a little bit further. I finally caught hold. He wanted me to catch his hand.